Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Anyway.
Okay, so Chad Reed, Dallas, here's the question of the night. What's with the Glendale layout the last few weeks? It's not bad, but 14 guys in the same second in practice, and I mean, I don't know. Like, if sometimes the racing is good. We had a great race tonight, but I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I don't know that I've ever experienced that, but I don't personally love it. I mean, Glendale, it was a massive floor space, so it was a really nice racetrack. This one obviously rode completely different. Dirt was really interesting, you know, like
New dirt, huh?
New dirt, and it was. It rode strange. Like, it, I struggled with it all day. Like, I have honestly not had any traction front and rear issues at all on a Suzuki, and I struggled right from the first practice all the way to the final lap of the main event. I just felt like I struggled a lot with front end and rear traction. So.
Seemed weird because it seemed grippy.
It was, yeah, like, it was loose on top, and it just had a base. And then when the base, and I feel like, I don't know if it's being wet in the area or if it was wet, but I mean, like, it had perfect moisture, but when it packed down, it rode like wet slippery, you know? Okay. So yeah, it was kind of interesting. Like, a lot of people that I was around obviously looked like they were moving around as well, but definitely I fought it all day long and made a kind of swung for the fences in the main, and it was better, but still not the feeling that I needed.
Nice to lead a little bit there in the heat.
Yeah, it was fun. Yep. So, yeah, like, I kind of think that I felt good, you know, like, me personally, I felt good. I just, something was missing today, you know, like, I felt that, like, that roll speed through the middle, these guys were really, really fast there, and I didn't have any roll speed in the middle, so, yeah, I just fought that, you know, all day, just kind of, like, chipped away, and then, you know, swung at it, and it was better in the main, so that was better, but, yeah. I didn't ride my best main event, to be honest. Like, I felt impatient a little bit, you know, like I wanted to go. And obviously when you're on a track that's, you know, constantly one line like that, I felt like I was pushing in the wrong areas and, you know, coming up on somebody, and then then I was kind of feeding myself to the wolves behind me. So
yeah, like opening yourself up for someone to make time on you.
Yeah, totally. So it was challenging for sure.
It was a weird race for sure. Your start was good in the heat. Your starts haven't been as good as you'd like them, but it was good in the heat, not good in the main. What's going on with that?
50-50.
Yeah, I guess. That's not too bad. Hi, Ellie.
So hi. You want me to sing?
No.
One day you're going to say yes, and I won't have rehearsed. I just warmed up my voice.
Okay. Good to see you, though.
So
starts have been something you're working on, but he was great.
He was great on the start. Main event, I think I just, you know, like I had probably more than anything, I put myself on the inside of JB Brayton, and you know, I know that JB has the ability to, you know, crush a start. So I kind of just felt like I was like, all right, let's make the start happen, and I kind of got a little bit anxious and kind of flinched a little bit, but I made the best of it in the first turn. I'd like to see the video of that. I kind of pulled something out of my butt right there. So actually it could have been really, really bad, and it wasn't.
Hey, we saw the competition bulletin come out this week from the AMA. Another sponsor controversy a little bit with you. You've had it before with the cameras, CBD oil. We met with the media, met with Feld after it. You had a company that was sponsoring you. You ran it last week. Obviously you're probably not stoked on that. They're figuring it out, but in the meantime it's probably costing you some money. You can't be stoked.
Currently it hasn't cost me money yet, but yeah, I mean, it's a little, obviously it's frustrating, but I feel like they're reacting a little bit too quick on it. And I think it's one of those things where it's of an opinion. I don't know that there's a lot of facts. You know, I think that they have certain information that they're, you know, that they're reacting to. And when I, you know, kind of ask those same questions to, you know, the CBD MD people. They obviously are not as concerned, and they kind of like, it's an ongoing fight for them. So I feel like, yeah, I mean, it's, I think short term it sucks, but I believe that, I believe it's something that they're not going to be able to turn a blind eye to. I think that daily, hourly, from what I understand.
They told us as much in the meeting. I said, hey, in 2 years, this is going to be everywhere. And they said, maybe sooner.
I think, I mean, even Koya's mentioned, oh, you know, in a couple of years, you know, we'll all have it. And I really don't think that we're a couple of years out. I think we're seriously days and weeks or months or a month out on
it. So
that's the biggest thing, is just, yeah, like trying to figure that out. And, you know, obviously when I hear the concerns on their side and then I relay that over, there's always seems like a pretty...
Did I drop that out of my car?
Yeah, like I guess the information I'm getting. I mean, obviously CBDMD is it's the only CBD company currently on the New York Stock Exchange. From what I understand, the hurdles and the craziness that they had to go through to even achieve that was insane. So
it's a little different than Dino's. Dino's company was promoting weed and marijuana and lots of things, and it looks like, for me checking out your company, it's an oil, and that's it.
It's 100% oil, and then and the more I learn about it, the more I probably enjoy and love and really respect the brand, you know, like coming from somebody who's never done drugs, never smoked weed. I'm super anti all that. So, Dean's is different, you know, but that's just how that's company's, you know, way of doing it. I don't know that it makes it right or wrong. Personally, like my image of three kids and a wife, it's not my image. I think that this one it fits really well. But I think that, you know, obviously this company, they're rapidly growing. They have many, many different athletes in many different things, and endorsement deals from motorcycles, motorsport athletes, action sports to golfers. So I think that, this is obviously, it's not new to them. They're aware of it. Their lawyers, attorneys are all on it and trying to find a solution. So, I think that before the year's out, I think we'll see a solution.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's hope so, because the sport could use any kind of outside sponsorship like that, and we're a good market for it with athletes and, you know, and sprains and sores and all. It's a perfect fit for the sport, so let's hope it figures out.
And I think it has its place, and I really do think that, like for me, like personally, 100% the reason why I started using it is I moved to Charlotte. Couldn't ride my bicycle because it was so cold. So I started running again, and I was just like, dude, I can't run. Like, my ankle it just hurts daily, you know? And so then I was like, so I kind of almost caved into the, all right, I'll try it. You know, everybody talks about it. So I tried it, and then, long story short, I didn't even know, but ended up with the one brand I bought was CBDMD. They're locally in Charlotte. So just all these things. So it was kind of funny, like, just how it all worked out. And, I think short term sucks, but I think that long term, they're here to stay, I think.
Cool. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate it.